Hello?
Hello. My name is Marcos. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinions.
If you make it quick, I'm getting dinner ready. What is it you need to know?
I'm gonna make it a quick one. It will take less than 5 minutes. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or a television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media? Okay. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, a U.S. Senate, and Florida state legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th of 2024. Will you definitely go vote? Are you very likely to go vote? Are you
I will
somewhat?
definitely vote.
Okay. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate? Okay.
Trump.
And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrats?
Republican.
Okay. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
College graduate.
Okay. What is your main racial background? African American, Asian, White Caucasian, Hispanic, or other?
My background is Hispanic American.
Okay, what is your age?
Over 65.
And from the following list, which issue should your state representative focus on most to help you and your family? K through 12 education, abortion, health care, taxes, crime and public safety, inflation.
Economy.
Okay. And if the general election for Florida state legislature were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidates and the Republican candidates? Will you definitely vote for the Democratic candidates? Probably vote for the Democratic
I
candidates?
don't know who's running. I don't know who's running, okay? I'm a Republican, but I don't know who's running.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
I disapprove.
Do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
I strongly disapprove.
And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
I do.
Do you strongly disapprove?
I strongly approve what
Strongly
Ron
approve.
DeSantis is doing.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Donald Trump did as president?
I approve what he did as president.
Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I strongly approve he did a great job. He just can't keep his mouth shut.
Okay. I'm now going to read you a list of some public officials in your community you may be familiar with. Will you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, just say so. Vicky Lopez, would you say very favorable or?
I don't know her.
Okay. And what about Sabina Cobo?
Don't know her.
Okay. Now, if the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidates, Donald Trump, the Republican candidates?
Look, I don't know who's going to be the candidate. I don't know if Nikki Haley's going to be the candidate. I don't know what's going on with Trump.
And if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Joe Biden,
Trump.
the Trump. Okay. And if the election for Florida State House of Representatives were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Sabina Cobo, the Democratic candidate, or Vicky Lopez, the Republican candidate?
You know what? I would vote for Vicky. But what I do if I don't know the candidates before the election is I Google their background. So.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Vicky Lopez, the Republican candidate?
I'd probably vote for Vicky.
Okay. I'm going to now ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political...
I am a moderate Republican.
Okay. And what is your national ancestry, Cuban, Mexican...
I was born in Puerto Rico, so I'm an American.
And in your home, do you always speak Spanish, mostly speak Spanish?
Or English.
Always English?
Always English.
Okay. And you said you were born in the United States, correct?
I was born in San Juan, Puerto Rico, but I'm an American.
Okay, so you were born outside of the United States, correct?
In San Juan, Puerto Rico, yes.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Thanks once again. Your opinion is very important. You have yourself a wonderful night, okay, Mom?
Thank you.
You're welcome.